This is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. I'm Rick.
And I am the man with the master plan, the DJ of the century, the big blue man, the DJ Blue.
He's Naaman.
I am the DJ Blue. Like a tripod question, say the whole thing.
So, Naaman, you know, when you're dating now, it's different things that you look out for.
Yeah, a lot of things.
And sometimes... Rats, weapons, bats. Like bats?
Like actual weapons.
Like a baseball bat.
Those are the things that I look out for.
Does it have a nail in it?
That would be one thing that you would want to look out for if you were looking out for bats. There's a nail in it.
But not the animal.
Maybe the animal as well. Some women are vampires. All they want to do is succubus.
Yep.
Succubus.
Succubus. Oh.
Like a succubus?
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Went right past your head.
Anyway.
Lie.
I feel like it's a lot of deceit now, and yep. You really don't know what people are looking for when they, whether it's a relationship or a friendship, you don't really know what people are looking for anymore.
100%.
So it's like sometimes the thing that I wonder is that if the woman that I'm dating is looking for me in particular as a person, recognizing who I am, or are they looking for the attributes and the things that I do that adds up? Like, am I just a checklist or am I a person?
Okay.
Why you laugh?
Hey, whatever, man. whatever you think that these women are looking at, that's your business. Look, I'm just here to kind of talk to you about your story.
Well,
help you through this.
So, Naaman, have you ever felt like you were just a checklist and people weren't seeing you as who you are?
Yes. I would say, for me, one of my longest relationships, I don't think, in a way, I would say I was a checklist, because everything that she wanted to do, it was more or less to show people those things.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted me to put a ring on her finger, but it wasn't necessarily like she wanted me to put a ring on her finger because she wanted to be mine, which I'm sure she did. But it was more or less she wanted to get that out the way because that's what she wanted to show people. She wanted to show people, like, yeah, I've been in a relationship. Now I'm engaged. Yay.
Oh, it's just like, so it's like social media achievements.
Exactly. Because, she would see like chicks online posting their engagements. This is what I want. Like, this is what do you want? You want to marry this dude? Like, or you want a ring? Like, what are you talking about? This is what I want. Because, you know, if you're looking at stuff like that, expecting that to be your relationship, then essentially that's basically what you're looking for. You're only looking for the idea to boop, cross that off your list. That was one aspect. Like I said, everything else, kids and things like that. Anytime someone, a female, says to me, well, everybody else is having kids and everybody else is moving out and everybody else is living here and everybody else is going to Barbados. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that.
I should be living with you by
right,
now.
I should be. Exactly. Like, the verbatim. Like, I should be living with you and we should already have kids and all these things. And I'm thinking to myself, do you want to do these things because this is what you want, or do you want to do these things because that's what you're seeing on social media? Like, because I don't know. So yeah, I would say in that case, I felt like I was just basically just there. I was going to fulfill, a couple of goals. I was going to, maybe wipe off a couple of bullet points of that relationship.
I think it's dangerous when you go into any relationship. Like, if you're like, oh my goodness, I'm getting older, I want to have a kid or something of that nature. Like, I'm getting older, I want to get married right away.
Yeah.
I feel like your focus shifts and the things that you're looking for is different. So instead of actually getting to know somebody, you're like, can I tolerate this person enough to get to that point where I'm ready to get married?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, a lot of us, men and women, have a tendency to have checklists. And we have things that we want to get done in our lives. And the thing about that is that if you're focused on trying to achieve something other than trying to get to know somebody, try to have a relationship with that person, then a lot of times you can get caught up in striving to accomplish that thing instead of actually getting to know a person and actually like looking at people's flaws and their good and their bad. So it's like at the end of the day, you don't want to be like, oh, why do you love me? Oh, I love you because you're nice.
You're right. Yeah. And that's the thing. And it's like, I was in a situation before, like when you talk about, you know, somebody saying, hey, they love you because you're nice. I was in a relationship. I asked the lady, or asked the chick that I was talking to. I said, well, what's different from me and the last dude that you talked to? Like, what's, because you didn't like him, you didn't do this, and you know what I'm saying? So you like me and you love me like you seem to have liked him and loved him. So I asked, like, because I'm that type of person. Like, what defines me different than this guy? And the answer I got was pretty interesting. It was more or less like, not more or less, it was, you take the time, you spend time with me and you buy me things. Like, you actually spend money on stuff. And while in my mind, I knew she wasn't talking about like, oh, she wasn't a gold digger.
Right.
But I realized her expectations for a relationship, really like for me, like were really low. Because if I love you and I like you, like, of course I'm going to buy you things, or I'm going to just show you some love. And not because I'm just trying to shower you with material things. It's because if I think about you, if I'm doing something, then I'm going to buy you that thing, or I'm going to bring you something to eat, or I'm going to bring you something to drink because I like you and I love you and I want you to be happy.
Right.
But if your expectations are that low to where those are the only things that define me, as you know, an individual, from this man to that, like, that's terrible. Like, you don't love me, you just love the fact that I'm actually spending the time with you that, you know, you did not get from this other person. And I feel like, while I don't think she meant it that way,
yeah,
that's the way it was. You know, she she essentially just was like, okay, well, you do 100% more because you actually take the time to do the normal things that you're supposed to do in a relationship.
Yeah, I feel like that's when it starts to get a little bit scary, just because I feel like I was in a relationship where I feel like we're kind of slipping apart already. And we had these
Which girl was this?
We had these things where we were starting to slip apart, but we had been together for a little while. Shut up.
Is this in the last 2 or 3 years, or the last 4 or 5 years, or in the last 3 months, or in the last 6 days? Like, what time frame are you messing with all these women?
I'm going to keep this time frame ambiguous.
Okay.
So, but this relationship that I was in, we started to slip apart.
Okay.
And the thing about it was that we were seeing that we weren't compatible in the ways that we needed to be compatible.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the things that I provided and the potential, and like, oh, you got a job and you don't have no kids and you take care of me the way I want to be taken. You treat me nice. And
you was a sugar daddy.
I think it was more like, I like the things that you do for me, even though we might not be right for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, it's like, yo, that's cool. I like the things that you do for me too. And you're very thoughtful and you're caring. But
is that what you said?
No, it's not. but at the end of the day, like, we're not thinking about the same things. We're not compatible in the places that we need to be compatible. So it's not going to really go further than it is now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's the saddest thing to say, but like, if I was focused on, oh, I'm getting older, I got to have kids and I want to get married, then I would have totally disregarded all of that stuff.
And you just would have went for it.
And I just would have went for it because it's like, oh, we've been together for a minute. Like, let's just get married.
And that's the thing. Like I look at that as a like you were saying, like crossing off the list. I look at time. That's one thing. Like, if you're looking to get with me or do something with me based on some type of time signature,
yeah,
I feel like then I'm an achievement at that point. And whether I'm like the grand prize, or I'm the, you know, I'm the third place trophy, whatever it is, that's terrible.
Yeah, it sucks to feel that way.
It does, because I'm here. I am. I'm trying to not time wise, but I'm trying to get to know you. I'm trying to figure out what makes you click,
right?
What makes you not click? What makes you turn off? What turns you on? I'm trying to figure all these things out. And for me to be the perfect husband, boyfriend, or whatever I'm going to be, it's like, I need time.
Right.
And I don't need to say like, all right, well, you know, we've been together 3 months, Portia. So we need to really start thinking about babies.
Right.
So
should we practice?
What are we doing?
So, I mean, like, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times we get in relationships and it's yo, like, I got to get married in 3 years, and I have to start having kids in 4, and then I need to be able to, you know, do this and this. I feel like we're always put ourselves in a dangerous predicament whenever we put things on a time limit, because when you're just when time is a central thing, then you're not looking at the other factors.
Right, you're looking at the clock.
You're looking at the clock. And then when you're just staring at the clock and you're under pressure on the clock because you're not where you thought you would be at a certain time, you end up settling for something that you might not particularly be happy with.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's not like a Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
A Hallmark movie, you can meet somebody, y'all can have some drama. And are you going to go back to your ex? Are you going to stay with this new girl who drives you crazy, but you really love her deep down? And then, like, 3 days later, y'all married. Yeah. Like, life is not a Hallmark movie.
It's not. It's similar, but it's not.
Similar.
It's not.
But, I mean, so the time frames is, like, so, like, I mean, don't, I'm not saying that, yo, let's date for 55 years and then I'll know at the end of year 56 whether I want to marry you or not. I'm saying within reason, but at the same time, you have to be intentional with what you're doing. It's like, I'm dating you intentionally because I feel like we have the potential to get married. So I'm going to get to know you and do the things that we need to do in order to see if we're compatible, if we have the things that we need. But, you know, I'm not going to say, like, in a year, I'll know.
And that should be equal.
Exactly.
Like, but it shouldn't be no conversation that differs from that if you're both on the same page.
Right.
Because that sounds really good.
Yeah.
You know, what you're saying is clear, it's concise. Hey, I want to figure out if you're going to be the woman I'm going to marry, and I want you to figure it out if I'm going to be the man that you're going to be marrying.
But the thing is, it's like when you say that and they be like, oh, so that's what, like 6 months?
Right, that's crazy.
It's like, I don't know how long this gonna.
How long is it gonna take though? Because the clock is ticking.
And I mean, I kind of, it's like from a woman's point of view, I can understand it a little bit more why you pay more attention to the clock, because you know, like biologically, they say your biological clock starts ticking at a certain point, and it's harder to have kids. And when you get older, it's more high risk. And for us, we can have kids pretty much whenever.
Pretty much.
So. You know,
all the children that you've definitely gone through during this quarantine.
I have no kids, sir.
No, okay, whatever. That you know about.
I have no kids, sir, period.
All right. I wish she would call in.
There's nobody.
I wish she would call
in. So you're going to have people thinking like, what's Rick?
All right, it's
going?
A sweet young lady named Mel. Richard got her pregnant.
That is such dope.
One of his mysterious lovers, which it's fine though. You know, free spirit.
No, I don't have, it's nothing like, I don't have any illegitimate kids
Uncle
out Nene there.
Uncle Nene love
babies.
You, man. Uncle Nene love you. Little Richard.
No. No.
Little Rick. Uncle Nene love you. Mel, give me a call. I got that money for you. It's okay. We're going to take care of you. We're not going to let little Richard take over.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just to be clear, I have no kids. No illegitimate kids. Nothing out there. No kids whatsoever. Never been married. Don't have any situationships going on. I'm just, you know, living life.
These daddies be denying their kids.
Man.
But back to what you were saying.
I would never deny a kid. But, yeah, so, I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it was near the end of the relationship, and I had to catch myself.
Every time you talk about your relationship, you keep talking about it's near the end of your relationship. That's like your key word. It was near the end of the relationship anyway.
So with the relationship, I was in a relationship, and it was ending, and I was thinking about my age, and I was like, like, I'm starting to get older now. Dude, like, we've been together. Like, we could get married. Like, you know, I'm not necessarily as happy as I should be, but we could get married, and we can start a family. And then I was like, if you don't snap out of this, man, like, the reason why you marry someone shouldn't be because you want to have kids at a certain age.
No,
the reason you should marry. So I really had to catch myself because I was really sitting there thinking like,
terrible mistake.
Yo, like, let's just, like, even though we've been clashing, even though we haven't been where we needed to be compatible, and
marriage is
we haven't been doing the things that we need to do. And I know that marriage is not going to fix this, but you know, we're both getting older. Let's get married and have some kids. That made no sense.
And the situation that I was in is similar to that, because that was basically the solution in her mind was, let's get married, have some kids.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I mean, it was a tough pill that I had to swallow when I ended that relationship, because I was like, you know, if I end this relationship, it's a possibility that I might not ever get married at an age that I would want to have kids at.
You're already old, so
watch your mouth, boy.
Like, past that threshold.
But so I was like, yo, like, I might not, and I had to accept that. And it's like a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But at this, as hard as it was to swallow that pill, that like, all right, so maybe I might not have kids, even though I always wanted to have kids. It's better to do the right thing and not have kids than to do the wrong thing. To do the wrong thing. And be with somebody when I know that we're not right for each other.
Because their perception of time has something to do with their perception of your relationship. Boom. Just set it off right there.
You think you're Dr. Saudia now?
No, I'm Dr. Phil. Dr. Feel Good. I don't know. I had something else after that. It just didn't go. But I'll be Dr. Feel Good. I'm fine with that. But I mean, for me, like I said, I don't want to be with anybody whose perception of a good relationship has something to do with time. You know, oh, well, you know, we're going strong. Like, what does that mean? We're going strong. So, and in my mind, I hear, well, you've been doing good for a long time. And if you think about the logic of like any type of sport or anything like that, when they say, oh man, he's been going strong for at least 10 games.
10 games.
That means that he wasn't going so good either before those games, and it's a possibility he's going to fall off.
So I was actually on Clubhouse the other day, and I was listening to Dr. Saudia speak. Mm-hmm. Dr. Saudia said that when you're getting to know someone to the place where you could potentially have kids with them, mm-hmm. she said she feels like you need to know them for four seasons.
Yeah.
So you need to see like how they are each season, whether they have like seasonal depression, yeah. how they handle certain situations. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with that, because especially when you talk about having kids, you really want to know somebody. And if we go back to an episode that we had before, intentional dating, are you dating intentionally? The thing that I think about is that you could kick it with somebody for a year.
Yeah.
But if you're not spending the time to learn if you're compatible, to really know them, you could just be kicking it, having a great time with somebody in a year.
Friends.
But you never really get to know them to the point to where, like, oh, let's get married. Because when you get married, or you even make that next commitment, I think about when you chilling with somebody and y'all don't put a label on it, it's one thing.
Yeah.
And I've been with people and it's like we've been kicking it and it's cool because we
we know.
Shut up.
We've seen you out here.
But you'd be kicking it with somebody and it'd be cool. But as soon as you add that label on, it's another kind of attachment, another layer of commitment. So things that used to fly feels differently because they're looking at it from a different point of view. So if you're not being intentional and you're not really trying to get to know somebody and you're really not trying to do the things that you need to do in order to learn somebody, to check if you're compatible, to you know, really see how they react in certain situations. Because when it's good, everybody's going to be cool. If both of y'all happy, y'all having fun, it's great. But what's going to happen when y'all have tough times, like neither one of y'all have money or somebody gets laid off? Can you handle a disappointment? Like what are the ways you're going to react? And then you think about having a kid with somebody, you really want to know how they're going to react, because part of the way that they react is going that half of the kid is going to be half of them.
Yeah.
So it's just really, you got to really be careful with the people that you procreate with. It's not just, hey, let's spend time together. Oh, we spent a year and a half together. Let's just get married.
Yeah.
See, if you're
That's bad news.
That's bad news. It's bad news because, yeah, I mean, that's ladies and gentlemen, that's why I really say it's important at the very onset of the relationship to make sure that both of you are on the same page. Because if you're working towards a particular goal and they're not, then you're going to be really disappointed if you get somewhere and they're not there. Because both of y'all have to be there in order for it to work.
True. So my question is, I guess, if you are dating intentionally, because I think, honestly, if you're going to date intentionally, if you're right. going to do these things, you're going to get to know this person, it should be a two-way street.
It has to be.
So my question is, what would someone do who wants to make sure that this person is on the same page? Like, do you just come out and you say, hey, all right, look, we're hanging out. I'm going to tell you what this is. We're going to probably have sex, but look, I'm not really ready for a relationship right now. I like you. I want to get to know you. You smell good. You look good. And I'll probably eat some cake off of your back, but I do not want a relationship right now. I'm dating other people and I'm probably going to eat some cake off of their backs as well. You know, I'm saying not in that sense. Obviously, yeah. Of course, you're only eating cake off of one person's back. But what I'm saying is, how do you determine how to say that? How do you determine how do you express that?
You know, so like in my time, I feel like back in the day, it used to be like really, like if you speak your mind and you say like, look, I'm honestly not like, looking for anything.
They'd be like, word up. And then some Lauryn Hill lyrics would come out.
And people would be like, all right, that's BS, or they think that's too direct. But yeah. It's like in my experience, especially my experience in the last couple of years.
Weeks.
My experience in the last couple of years is that women, really appreciate it when you're upfront and honest about what you're looking for in that particular situation.
Do they though?
They really do, because the thing is that if you're open and honest, I can be open and honest with you. And the thing is, if you don't believe what I'm telling you honestly, that's not on me, because I communicated it with you. Mm-hmm. So it's like I'm letting you know the parameters of our relationship and possible relationship straight up front. And if either one of us ever feel like this isn't enough or we want more, then that's when we reconvene and we have a conversation. So it's like it's not one conversation. You have an initial conversation, but as things change and progress, I feel like you need to have update conversations like, yo, you still feeling good about this situation? I'm still feeling good about it. You still feeling good about it? Or, hey, this situation has been going really good. You know, honestly, I feel like I actually want a little bit more. Are you up for having more of a relationship, making it a little bit more serious? But I feel like that's a conversation you need to have. I mean, I was watching a TV show and the girl was like, oh, they cheated on me. And the guy was like, did you guys ever say that y'all was together? And it's like, no, we spent a lot of time together. It's like, just because y'all spent a lot of time together does not mean that y'all boyfriend and girlfriend. It just means y'all spent a lot of time together.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think the format, there should be a format, okay? And there should be a format for telling somebody this, because I think part of the reason why men, such as myself, we won't go into a relationship just saying those things, because there's a fear there. The fear would be that the person you're trying to court, or that you're trying to do whatever you're trying to do, will actually see through your BS and they'll leave. But the logic is, the BS that they see when you say those things, it'll be just you trying to get to know them. It'd be basically your way to feel them out. And I think that's a fear. So is there any way to, quote unquote, break that out? Is there any way to kind of introduce your partner to say, hey, well, you know, I want to get to know you, but look, I'm really not ready for anything serious.
I mean, so for me personally, I think it starts like if you're on a dating profile, definitely have it there. I would say before anything intimate happened, whether it's a kiss, whether it's something more than a kiss, you really need to set the expectations of what happens after that.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a simple conversation, and it's a simple, especially, I mean, I don't feel like you need to have it on necessarily the first date, but if you feel like her intentions are more than what your intentions are or whatever, say y'all went out 2 or 3 times, I feel like at least by the third time you need to be like, hey, look, so look, I've been enjoying getting to know you. I want to get to know you more. Like, we are not an exclusive thing, and I want to be honest with you. Like, I'm open for stuff to happen, but if something happens, it doesn't necessarily mean we're in something. Anything that happens needs to be talked about. And before you kiss or become intimate with that person, be like, look, you know what this is. This doesn't change anything. Are you good with that? And the thing is that may be a difficult thing to do, but I know I would personally appreciate that if I'm kicking it with somebody. And I'm starting.
Would you though?
Like, I would though, because the thing is that it puts the control in my hand. So if I know that I'm dating someone and she's like, look, we can do whatever, but I don't want to be in a relationship with you, then the onus is on me if I want to continue this or not.
Yeah.
So if I'm starting to catch feelings.
That's the choice.
Yeah, so if I'm starting to catch feelings, I can be like, you know what? I'm starting to catch feelings, and if that's not something that you're interested in exploring, I'm going to move along.
Yeah.
Or I could be like, you know, I'm catching feelings, but if this is all I can get for right now, I'm fine with that. From the women that I've talked to, whenever somebody does that for them, they are much more appreciative because they know that what the expectations are. So I mean, the flip side of that is going out with somebody and doing the same thing that you would have done, but them assuming that it means more to you. So now they're catching feelings, you're not catching any feelings. It's like we were just on a coffee with Kendra, and she's like, what happened if you and lingerie?
This is the dog. That's the messed up part about this. I was legitimately gonna use that as my next point.
Yeah.
So you know, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah. Coming in butt naked.
Yeah, she in lingerie. Naked. Yeah, yeah.
Lingerie, looking good, smelling good. Got the coconut butter on the way. Got some Tank playing on the radio. You know, a little bit of incense in the background. Where was I going with this?
I don't know where you're going with that. You just painting a picture, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because you'd have to tell that friend that this is a no-go and explain to them that same thing.
I mean, or if it is a go, that like, look, this is a go. I'm down with this, but it's not going to change our relationship dynamics.
Yeah, that's that. Oh man,
I mean, concept. So at that point, it's like, yo, I'm down for this, but it does not change the relationship dynamics. But I feel like being upfront and not assuming, I mean, it's on us too. I think the onus is on us, whether we're male or female, to not assume that just because one thing happened that it changed the status of our relationship.
Yeah.
So some things that you really want to pay attention to is the words and the things that people say. If they're focused, I think it's a Wale song, and he said that, you know, he was looking
five blunts in rotation. Five blunts.
No, that's not the
one. He says that though.
He does say that, but that's not the song I was referring to. But he said that he was
clappers to the front. Okay.
No, not that song either.
Okay, what does he say?
So he says that he was looking for a woman, but she was looking for a marriage. Okay. Forget it. So I feel like if I interpreted that lyrics, he's breaking it down. He's looking for a woman to be with, a woman to get to know, a woman to get to love. The woman was looking not for him, but she was just looking to be married.
Is that Lotus? Lotus Flower Bomb?
No. Flower. I think it's off of one of his mixtapes.
Okay.
I think it's off of More About Nothing. I can't remember the exact song.
I see what you mean. I probably.
But yeah, so he says that, like, I was looking for, like, a woman. She was looking for a marriage. Forget it. So when she was looking for the marriage, I feel like whenever somebody's looking to be married and they're not really getting to know you, it's a turnoff for us, man. It's like all you're looking for is a husband. Like, look for me. I don't want to just be a husband. I eventually want to be a husband one day, but I want to be Richard at the end of the day. I want to be me, and I want you to want me for me.
I want you to want me. I can't help this, ladies and gentlemen. I am the DJ Blue. Anytime Richard says something, I often hear music notes.
I see what the thing that makes me mad is because I be doing that crap too, and I be like, oh gosh, the naming syndrome.
Sometimes I hear one of my favorite songs when I think about Richard. And this is dedicated to you because I love you, my cousin. But it's by the Black Eyed Peas. And excuse me, it goes a little bit something like this.
I'm scared.
Ready for this? It's just a little bit of vocals. Ready. I've been working on my vocals.
Not
you ready?
Ready at all.
Here we go. 5, 4, 5, 4, 3. Shut up, just shut up, shut up. Shut it up, just shut up. That's my jam. My vocals were a little sideways on that, but you get the point.
I got you. So if I was going, sticking on topic and starting to wrap it up, if I was going to talk to anybody, the few things that I would say is, one, do not limit yourself to time. Mm-hmm. If you're a woman or if you're a man and you're trying to get married at a specific time, throw that time out the window, because you really want to make sure that you're not into something that gets you, because like your time is an investment. If you invest in a marriage, you don't want that to be something that harms you later on or harms somebody else. Or you bring kids into that, that could be harmful to them.
Easily.
So it's not about the time. And number two, I would say just be upfront. Communicate. Communication is always key. Make sure that y'all are on the same page. Whenever you're dating someone, make sure that you're on the same page. Do not assume that he's on the page that you are. Because a lot of times, like, I'll go back to it. Stuff means different stuff to us.
For sure.
The third and final thing I would say is that it's important to really pay attention to what the person is focused on.
Yeah.
So you can always tell what, I mean, especially the longer it goes, it's harder to hide your true intentions. You can tell somebody's intention by the way that they treat you, the things that they ask you. If somebody is not talking about you, but they keep saying like, oh, I can't wait to get married, and oh, kids, 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 but they're not taking the time to really get to know you, and they're not spending the time on you and talking about us. If they're making these things, I can't wait for a honeymoon and blah, 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 blah. And if they're saying like honeymoon, 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 and all these dreams, if these dreams, you're not involved in these dreams, it's not like, I can't wait for us. Like, I would love to be in, you know, south of France with you and touring the town. Like, I could see us walking and getting baguettes. And if you're not in the dream, I would say be wary anytime that somebody is dreaming and they're telling you their dreams and that's the person that you're trying to be with. If you are just a stand-in in that dream and you're not a part of the show, you're not actually in that dream, then I would be very wary of that.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, me personally, I don't like for anybody, because, okay, I'll tell you like this. Okay, so I like magic. And what a magician does is the whole thing of magic is to elude you.
Basically. It's distraction. It's like, look over here while the real stuff is going over.
Exactly.
Here.
Like, you know, like, oh, okay. Well, you know, you'll be looking at this hand. All right. Well, I'm snap my fingers 5 times. And while you're watching him snap his fingers, they got something behind their backs.
Right.
And they're getting ready for that next magic trick.
Right.
And I feel like if they're doing that in the relationship, then that obviously means that they're not there for what you want.
Yeah.
Because you are being upfront. You don't need any curtains. You don't need to hide your next trick. You know, you don't need to do that because you're not doing any tricks. You're basically just trying to give them what you have.
Right.
You know, you're not trying to hide what you have. You're giving them everything that you have, but they're hiding everything so that you don't see, you know, what the reality of it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, I feel like that does happen quite a bit. And yeah, I would be leery of any time that somebody's having you look in one direction and that the action's actually going on in a different direction.
Or if they say abracadabra while you're doing something, like that's a whole nother. Like, say alakazam. Like, wait a minute. You in the bathroom. You using the bathroom and all everybody's like, abracadabra, hocus pocus. Like, look, you need to get out.
But yeah, so that, like, just make sure that you're communicating with the person. Be upfront. Like, really. Like, women, men, like, any woman in our day, I really prefer you to be up front. I'm going to be up front with you, be up front with me.
Get past the fear.
Yeah, get past the fear because it's like, I would rather you tell me up front because, I mean, what would you rather have? Would you rather us dragging this relationship along and you think it's going one way and I think it's going another way and then we hit an impasse, like, after we've been kicking it for 3 months? Or if you tell me at the beginning and I say, yo, this ain't what I'm looking for.
And now we fighting and you pregnant. Again, like, what's happening here?
What, kind of relationships you in?
I'm not. This is, a storybook about a young man I know.
What are you trying to tell us, Naaman?
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just saying.
You got a baby on the way?
I'm just saying, if you get yourself in a situation, often that's what happens. You end up arguing. And the thing is, you'll argue about the things that are actually supposed to be there, but you'll be smashing as well. Which would essentially take your mind off of the arguments that you have, because people go, oh, angry sex is the best sex. But the logic is, and this is some crazy logic.
Here we go.
Hear me out.
I'm hearing.
The logic is, you're having angry sex, that's fine. But the sex is going to be good if you're good at sex, period. Right? Right?
Okay, so, okay.
By definition, angry sex is essentially just a distraction.
It's
magic.
Like, the instead of saying I'm sorry, like, let's go to the
instead
bedroom.
Of saying I'm sorry, here's a boner. Like, what, come on, let's do this. I'm mad at you, Teresa, but look, we got things to do in the bedroom. Like, you know, load them, man.
And so it's like never a sorry. It's like, hey,
right. It's never sorry. Look, I love you. Let me lick them bottoms. Like, I mean, like Jody from Baby Boy.
That's toxic as hell, bro.
That's so toxic. And the people like, man, I'm toxic. And the thing is, low key, it's cool to be toxic.
Don't
right?
brag about it, though.
But don't brag about it. And the thing is, in situations like that, that happens more than any, because that's basically like saying, like, I can't solve this problem. I can't solve this issue that you have with me. So, come here. Like, you know, like,
I mean, at the end of the day, that problem is still going to be there. You just had a temporary distraction.
You had a temporary distraction and a temporary relief. You basically just took an Advil for a headache.
Yeah.
That's going to come back. Mm-hmm. Or Advil for an insane toothache. And anybody who's ever had a toothache, you know that taking an Advil is only going to make that problem go away for about an hour, 2 or 3 hours until you can go to sleep and you don't know it's there. And then when you wake up,
it's going to be there.
That problem's going to be there.
Yeah.
And that's basically what that is.
That's wild. Yeah, so just be upfront. Be real and handle your... I mean, especially the older you get, it's not cute to be toxic. Like, that's not... Right. I remember back in the day, you used to be like, oh, you
right. like,
we
dude,
so
like,
toxic.
I'm so toxic, man. You know, I did it. But it's bad because once you get older, you realize that the toxic traits that you had when you were younger, they will ruin multiple lives.
But I think it's like I feel like we all have a tendency to have toxic traits, and sometimes
I'm 100% toxic, and I know I am.
And the thing is, sometimes you have to catch yourself, and it's not like it might not be ingrained. It might be like you just got out of a bad breakup, and you think you really healed, but you're not really healed. So you're going on to somebody else, but you haven't really healed from it. So you're putting them in the middle of that situation,
or
you shouldn't be in that situation.
Or you could recognize that somebody is vulnerable from the situation that they've been in,
yeah.
And you could use your toxic traits to get get them to into manipulate your web. Them. Yep. Exactly. That's like another way. It's like, it's so many different ways. But again, that's the magic. That's the magician. You know,
don't look over there. Right. Look over here.
Open those curtains up. Show us what's behind door number 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Like that's all we need to know. Once you do that, you reveal the trick. And once the trick is revealed, you know that there's no illusion. You know that what was there is no longer there. It's the truth. So if they don't want to accept the truth, if they still think, oh, man, you're the greatest magician ever, then get out of here. You good. That's
why, done. I swear, that's why people have trust issues.
Yeah, we're done here. We're done here. Like, you good with, you know, they done showed you the doors. They done told you what's behind them. And you know it's garbage. And you still go for it. Then you deserve it.
There it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening. As always, to be a part of the conversation, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Rick and Naaman. Please be sure to like and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. Again, you can find me at Dodism, and that's Dodisism, and that's Facebook, Instagram, and now Clubhouse. Naaman, where can they find you at?
You can find me in Detroit rolling no dubs.
Okay.
You can find me at I Am The DJ Blue pretty much on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So until next time, boys and girls, remember,
there's always a next time.